First, Jason, I don't think it's a local issue.
Yeah.
There was discussions and debates throughout the entire country involving this. There was an article in the Washington Post today talking about the various municipalities within St. Louis County versus...
Shock.
versus...
Hot news. There's not even municipalities.
That's, yeah, exactly. What this, what I feel like this Ferguson discussion has brought up is a variety. I think we're going to have an education issues being brought up dealing with this. I think we'll have some law enforcement issues that will be discussed in depth. But I think that we'll also bring up the various municipalities we have throughout the entire county and how other counties as large as St. Louis, do they have that many? And
the answer is no, by the way.
Right. They don't. I mean, St. Louis County is an entity of itself nationally, but you know, with the state laws being as they are,
yeah,
there's no real way you can just.
Yeah, it'll be just not to get too in the weeds here, right. But according to the state statutory regulations, there is no process to dissolve a municipality that is above a fourth class city. And many of the cities in St. Louis County are above that. So you would have to maybe change that law in case you want to have some of them become unincorporated. You may have to pass a law to see if they can merge with each other, although I'm pretty sure there is already a state law. And just the bigger issue is, I don't know if you can have a top-down approach where you force some of these municipalities to do anything. It may have to come from the local entities.
It does. I mean, listen, before you guys, you know, when you were infants or not alive, back in the 80s, there was this big effort led by Gene McNary, who's then the Republican County Executive in St. Louis County. They had this whole, we had commission meetings. There was all this stuff. They crafted these maps. They were going to convert St. Louis counties, all the municipalities into, at one point, roughly a dozen municipalities. None of that happened.
So
because the local people didn't want it.
Yeah, but there is a state legislative role, as I mentioned, because you may have to change the regulations to maybe make it easier for mergers or
yeah, but if they don't want to do it.
But if they don't want to do it, that's up to them, basically. So.
Well, and I think the other question that really comes into play is, do we want a taxing subdivision that makes 40% of their revenue off of fines and court costs?
Speed traps.
They keep their lights on by writing tickets.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's right.
I mean, there have been efforts to maybe curb at least red light cameras, if not, you know, those type of things. But I guess the big obstacle is always the municipal league and cities that want to have that option. Is that correct?
Basically. Well, they use speed cameras.
But
yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, speed cameras are still around. The Municipal League represents all the cities and towns in the state of Missouri, and a lot of their towns and cities' revenue comes from fines and court costs,
yes,
dealing with citations, whether it's yards not being mowed or speeding tickets or seatbelt tickets or any of those. They derive a lot of their funding from citations, and up to 40%, I believe.
Yeah, and what the Washington Post article that you alluded to mentioned is a lot of the people who are ensnared in the system are poor. They don't have the resources to pay some of these tickets, and when they don't, there's bench warrants put on them, there's other fines, and they're basically put into this financial hell, basically. So would that be something the legislature would try to address, or could that be something that maybe the Supreme Court tries to address internally or something like
that? Well, I think that it's something the legislature is going to address.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think any law change would have to be with the legislature.
You know, and whenever any court only has court every 2 weeks, somebody gets picked up on a bench warrant for a failure to pay a speeding ticket or failure to pay a parking ticket. You get picked up on a bench warrant, you're in jail for 2 weeks waiting to get in front of a judge to get back out. I think that's a problem.
Well, because you could lose your job if there's some, you know.
You could lose your job, but more importantly, if you have I have a wife and a one-year-old child. If somebody takes me away for 2 weeks, that's an issue.
Yeah. I mean, and absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter what kind of class you're in. I mean, that's an issue for everybody. So, but I guess if I had any, I'm trying to think if I have any more questions. I'll edit this part out. So you kind of mentioned law enforcement too. I know that you come from a law enforcement background, and there's been a lot of criticism of how, you know, the St. Louis County Police has operated. But there's also been kind of a pushback that maybe the criticism of the police has maybe gone a little too far. I'd be interested in getting your perspective on what changes might come to law enforcement and what's your perception of how the police have acted in this situation.
Well, I think the changes that will be brought up are really not dealing with how law enforcement acts, but really the relationships that law enforcement have with other law enforcement officials,
mm-hmm.
Working county officers, working with municipal officers, or state officers for that matter. I think that that'll be a discussion brought up. I think that trying to figure out what the relationship is with each other and who really makes the decisions in a situation like Ferguson should be discussed, and we should have some kind of protocol set up in place so that we know who is in charge and who's making the decisions.
Yeah, because, well, in St. Louis County, the St. Louis County Police does not have jurisdiction over these local police departments unless the local municipality asks the county police to come in.
That's correct.
And I think that's something that people don't always understand.
I can't tell you how many people assume that when they saw those images of the police officers with high-end equipment, they thought that was the Ferguson Police Department, when in actuality, most likely it was St. Louis County Police Department, maybe the Highway Patrol. The St. Louis County Police Department is the third biggest police department in the state. It makes sense they would have that type of equipment, but that may be more of a federal issue since a lot of that's coming in from there.
Might the legislature get involved in the whole debate about police wearing cameras as far as allocations or that sort of thing?
I think it's a very valid discussion. City officers in Columbia, Missouri have started wearing cameras, and it's helped make the officers better officers, and it's helped the public be better public, because everybody knows whenever you're on camera that your acts are being documented. So I think that it's a good discussion. In California, Missouri, I don't think they're going to be able to afford to put cameras on every city officer.
Yeah.
So it's a funding issue. It's not that they don't want that. It's a funding issue. I think it's something we need to address.